The problem here, Ian, as I see it, is the bodies that are being described are almost uniformly said to be between about 4 to 5 feet tall. They have disproportionately large heads, and so on and so forth. And the problem is that in most cases, in all but two cases, in fact, we are treated to a description of bodies that do not compel to any extraterrestrial origin for them. The only two exceptions are the case of Sergeant Melvin Brown, who described bodies with kind of an orange-yellow, beady, lizard-like skin. But the person that tells his story, namely his daughter, has changed her story so many times that it throws the whole testimony into suspicion. The other person that described bodies of a very peculiar nature was, of course, the famous mortician Glenn Dennis, who referred to the testimony of a nurse friend of his that described these bodies to him. Unfortunately, he managed to impeach himself as a witness, so his testimony is no longer reliable.
Yeah, explain that.
Well, in his case, he maintained that his nurse friend, he did not recall her name, and then he changed the name to Roswell researchers. In other words, what he did, in effect, was he lied to the very researchers that were trying to uncover this story. So his testimony is no longer admitted, even by many of the mainstream Roswell researchers. He's an impeached witness. So what the thing that we're left with, Ian, at this point, then, is if you leave out these two witnesses that describe such unusual physiological features, and they're both inconsistent with each other, and they're both inconsistent with the other witnesses who describe bodies. So what we're left with is that main group of witnesses who are describing simply small bodies. In their words, they often say they look like children about 10 to 12 years old.
Right.
They have very large eyes, you know, other strange features. But there is in that list of features nothing that compels to the fact that these were extraterrestrial beings. We simply have very odd-looking humans. That's what we're dealing with.
By the way, I, too, once had a very good nurse friend. And I'm not saying how good a friend. I'm just saying I would have been kicked out of John Brown University. So I'm willing to attest to. It would impeach any testimony I give. But this is the part I think that was really interesting that I'd never heard before until I read the book. Again, we're talking with Dr. Joseph Farrell and the Roswell Reich book, The Nazi Connection, between these two very seemingly disconnected events in history, the end of World War II and the recovery of Nazi technology and the crash of something in Roswell in 1947, a couple of years later, that that when they found, according to some people, and you'll remember this better than I will, but I remember in your book that they were attempting to speak in German,
yes,
or Japanese or Spanish to these beings,
yes,
on the ground. What's with talking in German or Spanish?
Well, again, you know, this particular story is to me the whole problem with Roswell, as the standard pro extraterrestrial interpretation of it would have us believe. Because first of all, the witness saying these things, you know, maintaining that they were trying to communicate with these beings that they discovered outside, you know, kind of littering the ground outside this crashed craft. Well, this witness is one of those witnesses whose testimony has now been rejected by the very Roswell researchers who dug him up in the first place, okay?
Right.
So if we assume then, just for the sake of argument, that the testimony is to be admitted, let's go back to circa 1993, 1994, in the evolution of the Roswell mythology, okay?
Okay.
When that witness was first produced, it didn't occur to the researchers to ask why, in the name of sense, are they trying to talk to these supposedly extraterrestrial creatures in Spanish, Japanese, and German.
Right.
Exactly. So, in other words, all the clues, even by some of the impeached witnesses, point again in a completely terrestrial direction. And this is the problem with the story, as far as I'm concerned. because we're clearly dealing with something that the military wants covered up, obviously, because the balloon story, pardon my pun here, just isn't going to float.
Right.
But the problem with the extraterrestrial story is, number one, we at the first layer of the story, we don't have any mention of bodies whatsoever. What we really have is a story about some very unusual debris. So if we rationalize the bodies as being terrestrial, then the real problem with Roswell is the debris and where does it come from? And if we, again, go back to that document that I mentioned in the first half hour of the show, the document itself, cited by those Roswell researchers, makes it very clear that the concern of U.S. Air Force intelligence is that this ultimately comes from the Third Reich.